Next item on the agenda is item six, Norman Carley, 07-1354. Morning, Stiker.
Morning. I'm going to leave the lights off, Kathy. I think everybody can see it well enough.
Leave them on.
You can leave them on. Mm-hmm. Mr. Carley is requesting authorization to remove an existing pier head and extend a 6-foot wide pier, 46 feet channelward, to a total length of 280 feet channelward of mean low water, with four cluster pile dolphins located 25 feet channelward of the pier, and also to construct 1,061 square feet of open pile pier head decking and to construct a 44 foot by 72 foot open sided boathouse adjacent to his property situated along the Piankatank River in Matthews County. Carley's property is located along the southern shoreline of the Piankatank River, downstream of the Route 3 Bridge and downstream of Cobbs Creek in Matthews. The river is approximately 4,000 feet wide at the project site, and development along this portion of the shoreline is primarily residential. Just for orientation purposes, this is a Route 3 Bridge. This is Cobbs Creek. This area is Matthews. Middlesex is up here. There is a wide, shallow area in front of the property which drops off rapidly near the end of the proposed pier extension. The stated mean low water depth at the landward side of the proposed boathouse is minus 5 feet, and at the channelward end of the boathouse, it's minus 8 feet. This is one of the 2002 aerials. Carley's, this is the existing pier is located here. And it extends 225 feet channelward to mean low water and has a small pier head at the end and a small boat lift. The project drawing showing the location of the existing pier. Plan view drawing, I've got a close-up of that on the next slide. What they're proposing to do is to remove the existing pier head and extend the 6-foot wide pier 46 feet channelward, install these cluster pile dolphins out beyond the pier head extension. The yellow is the outline of the proposed 44 foot by 72 foot open sided boathouse, and this yellow area here is a covered deck area. So the two orange areas are the proposed slip areas. Cross-sectional drawing of the roof, 72 feet long, will be a hip-style roof. This is another cross-sectional drawing, as if looking upstream into the boat slips. The smaller boat slip is 12 feet wide. The larger boat slip is 20 feet wide. Height of 28 feet above mean high water. And the boathouse roof itself is 44 feet wide. The boathouse is designed to shelter a 48-foot San Juan motor yacht. It has an overall length of 52 feet and a beam of 15.5 feet. The application indicates that the second boat slip is for a 26-foot power boat. However, Mr. Carley submitted a letter last week stating the other boat is actually a Rinker 300 that's 31.5 feet long with a 10.5-foot beam. I added a copy of that letter to your book. At the end, it's loose. It's a ground shot of the existing pier. Since the deck area associated with the pier exceeds 400 square feet, and since the open-sided boathouse is designed for multiple boats and far exceeds the 700 square feet, the pier and boathouse do not qualify for the statutory exemption for private piers and open-sided boathouses provided in Section 28.2.1203 of the Code. The structure does not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. No state agencies have commented on the proposal, and staff does not believe the proposed pier addition will adversely affect navigation. No one objected to the project in response to our public notice, and the adjoining property owners indicated they had no objection to the project. Ground shot from near the end of the existing pier looking back at the Carley's property. It's an aerial of the project site. should be able to just make out the bar and the drop-off. You can see it's located right there near the end of the existing pier. There are other large boathouses in the general vicinity. In recent years, the Commission approved an after-the-fact request for a 1,326-square-foot open-sided boathouse directly across the river at Horse Point in Middlesex County, and a 2,500-square-foot boathouse, open-sided boathouse, approximately 4 miles upstream in the Piankatank River in Gloucester County. The 2,520-square-foot boathouse was designed for a 44-foot boat and a 26-foot boat, and was approved last year over the objection of an adjoining property owner. This is a recent aerial of the 2,500-square-foot boathouse upriver in Gloucester County. This is another recent aerial of the Carley property, looking generally downriver. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, we consider, among other things, the water dependency and the necessity of the proposed structure. The intended goal of this review is to limit the encroachment of structures to the minimum amount necessary to reasonably achieve the intended use. Reducing the size of structures to the minimum necessary serves to reduce potential adverse impacts on the neighbors and the general public, as well as the potential for building materials to enter the waterway during storm events or when the structures fall into a state of disrepair. In 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Virginia Code to provide statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less and designed to cover a single boat at a private non-commercial pier, provided the boathouse was not objected to by the adjoining property owners and allowed by local ordinances. We carefully evaluate boathouses that exceed the threshold for the statutory exemption. We have, however, authorized and recommended commission approval for larger structures when a documented need exists and when the anticipated adverse impacts are minimal. In this case, staff believes the boathouse is larger than necessary to cover the applicant's two boats. Given the size and seasonal use associated with personal watercraft, we do not believe that providing a covered area for the personal watercrafts is justified. Even if the structure were reduced in size, however, this proposal begs the question, what is the maximum size boathouse we're willing to approve for a private property owner? A 100-foot-long boathouse might be reasonably sized for a 90-foot boat, but is it appropriate to approve such a large encroachment over state-owned submerged lands for an individual riparian property owner? If an applicant had six large boats, would it be reasonable to approve a request to cover all of them, or would it be more appropriate for the boats to be accommodated in a marina? While we strive to review each project on its own merits, we also consider recent commission actions on similar projects in the vicinity. As I mentioned last year, the commission approved in modified form a boathouse application approximately 4 miles upstream of this location. That permit authorized the construction of a 2,520-square-foot open-sided boathouse and was designed to cover two similarly sized boats. The boathouse proposed in this application measures 3,168 square feet, approximately 650 square feet larger than the boathouse approved last year. The Carley proposal also includes 1,061 square feet of open-piled deck area, not including the long finger piers. 720 square feet of that deck area is covered by the proposed roof. As a result, we're of the opinion that the size of the boathouse and deck can and should be reduced. We believe the boathouse can be redesigned and still accommodate both boats through the elimination of most of the covered deck area. Alternatively, the applicant may desire to construct a cover over just the larger boat. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we're compelled to recommend denial of the application as proposed. We could support and recommend approval for a modified structure with the following conditions. The size of the open-sided boathouse shall be reduced to a maximum of 2,500 square feet. The total square footage of the pier decking, excluding the main stem of the pier and finger piers measuring 5 feet or less, shall be reduced to a maximum of 400 square feet and shall remain uncovered. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Chip?
One, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Did you have any concerns about the mooring dolphins in terms of any type of hazard of navigation?
I don't believe so. The river is quite wide here, and It's tucked in pretty close to that shallow bar, so most of the traffic is out, you know, beyond this area.
Thank you.
Further questions? No protest by anyone?
No, sir.
Thank you. Is the applicant here represented?
Wait for him.
Good morning. Good to have y'all here.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Who goes first?
What, Mr. Carley?
Mr. Carley, if you'd identify yourself for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Norm Carley.
Good to have you.
This is my wife, Marilyn.
Nice to have you, ma'am.
I think you're all familiar with Jeff Watkins of Riverwood.
Yeah.
Let me give a brief introduction. We're a retired Navy family, spent 20 years in the Navy SEAL teams, spent most of my time under the water, and we're looking to spend a lot more time on top of the water.
Don't blame you.
After retiring from the Navy, I started a company. I had the good fortune to recently sell that. We were looking for a property that offered some privacy, waterfront, navigable water, and we were looking at purchasing a new boat, which we have done. We requested the extension to the current dock to accommodate our San Juan 48, which is, as mentioned, has a length overall of 52 feet and a beam of 15.5 feet. Unlike the picture presented of the San Juan 48, ours has teak decking on the forward portion and the cabin portion of the boat, and our desire is certainly to protect that. It represents a major investment on our part. Also, I did indicate to Mr. Nykirk that sometime in the future I may be interested in reducing the size of the second craft, but because of the costs associated with the San Juan, that's not going to happen for several years. We requested a boathouse of 44 by 72, as indicated by Mr. Nykirk. After speaking with Jeff, he's admitted he may have been over enthusiastic about the size of that boathouse, and I'll let him address the engineering aspects of a modified request. Our house is situated on approximately 450 foot of riverfront.
Can you put that slide back up, please, for me? Not to interrupt you, sir. I'd like to have that up there for perspective or reference. The last one.
Yeah, Jeff, you touch.
There you go.
That's the one you want to see.
Thank you. I'm sorry, sir.
450 foot of riverfront, and is has an elevation of about 30 feet over the river's river level. Likewise, our neighbor has that same elevation, so this boathouse will not obstruct their view. On the east, we have the Meeks, who can see the boathouse and have enthusiastically supported our recommendations. On the west, we have the Worthams, who cannot see the boat, as you can see, because their property is heavily wooded. I am aware that the commission granted a 2,520 square foot boathouse to an individual with two smaller boats and whose neighbor did protest the project. Their boat was 46 feet length overall with a six, and the commission granted a 60 foot long boathouse. They also gave the owner approximately 700 square foot of deck area for his request. I'm here to request the same consideration from the commission, taking into account the length of our boat as compared to his. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, Mr. Carley? Thank you, Mr. Carley. Ms. Carley, did you care to speak? Or are you?
One of the reasons we spent...
Can you come before the microphone so we can pick it up on the tape? Thank you, ma'am.
Could you say your name, please?
My name is Marilyn Carley.
Thank you.
And we spent quite a bit of time searching for a property in this area. And when we found this, we thought that it would met all of our needs in that there's an open area, and if we chose to extend the deck, that we wouldn't be encroaching upon our neighbors, especially the neighbor to the west. Not only is their house in a heavily wooded area, but it faces a different direction. And we spoke to Bonnie and Harry, and they have absolutely no problem with our enlarging the deck area or the dock area.
The only problem with that premise is that they don't have sole concern or sole.
I understand that.
It belongs to the entire Commonwealth of Virginia, and that's kind of the position that we have to look at it. We, of course, weigh heavily on the neighbor's concern,
right.
But anyway.
While selecting the property, we're trying to just eliminate that.
Yeah, point's well made.
Possible protest.
Okay. Mr. Watkins?
All right, gentlemen. One good thing, I don't have any protesters today, so. And I mean.
That's Jeff Watkins.
Jeff Watkins with Riverworks, agent and contractor. And I mean that all, and seriously, too, that tried hard to design something that would not impede on the neighbors' views. The good thing is they do have a high elevation, and everybody's looking over top of the structure. One thing, if I could show you, let's see, Chip, how do I go to my pictures? I'll let you. I brought some pictures of the. We were in here last year with a double boathouse application right here, and now. It has recently almost been completed.
Click on that.
All right. So just as perspective, this is what you all helped us approve last year, and we had a protester, and we sized it back some. What is it on, like, what is it, rotating or something?
It may be going, yeah.
How do I stop that?
Right click.
What do I do? Right.
Which one do you want to go to?
Well, I just wanted to be able to flip through them when I want to. There you go. Leave it right there. That's fine.
Okay.
There's a subject at the top.
That's print. There we go.
Okay. I'll make this brief, gentlemen.
On that.
This boathouse ended up being 42 foot wide, I believe, and 60 foot long. And the boat, the large boat on the left there, is 46 feet long, and every time, we don't pick up many big boats, but when you pick up big boats, you ask the manufacturer where the center of gravity is, and you try to size a lift in the boathouse appropriately. And even with this project, I would have changed a couple things. I would have moved the lift a little further forward and such, because the center of gravity really wasn't exactly where they told me it would be, and it probably has something to do with gas or diesel fuel and water and all that kind of stuff, but we made it work.
Didn't crack, did it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Checks in the bank. So, and everything's working well. Now, I would like to, if y'all could look at your drawings real quick. There's a couple things that, when I sent in this application, Mr. and Ms. Carley, this project actually wasn't complete that you're looking at up here on the picture. This project has a 6 foot wide finger pier down the middle between the boats. And that was permitted by this commission. I have asked for a 5 foot wide finger pier. I respectfully request that needs to be 6 just for the ease of the Carleys using their pier. When you get lift motors on both sides of you and you get electrical panels, a 6 foot wide pier becomes 4 foot real quick. And for access to the boats, I would respectfully request that center finger pier be widened by 1 foot.
You can submit revised drawings.
Absolutely. We have also, when I submitted this, he was talking about selling his current boat and buying something smaller. And I sized a 10,000-pound lift that was 12 foot wide. That will handle a boat that's about 10 feet wide. Now he's keeping his current boat, and the boat's 10 and a half feet wide. I need another foot there as well, and I'm going to have to up the lift to a 12 or 13,000. But these are minuscule little items comparatively. Now, the good thing is the 72 feet is something we can shrink, okay, to accommodate this. This boat in the picture is 46 foot long overall. from swim platform to bow pulpit. Mr. Carley's will be 52 feet long from swim platform to bow pulpit. We ended up with 14 extra feet of boathouse for this one you're looking at to cover the boat and to give me some leeway to balance this boat. And in reality, the stern of this boat that you're looking at is real tight to the back end of the boathouse. I would have rather seen it 6 or 8 feet further forward. That's not the commission's fault. That is a design issue of where the lift was placed. So that just kind of tells you what we deal with in trying to balance these heavy boats. We think that if the boat's 52 feet long and we use the same criteria, that we ought to at least have something an excessive length of similar to this, which puts us at mid 68 feet long, and I'd like to be a couple feet wider. That's not going to get us to 2,500 square feet, gentlemen. But that's why we're here. And the man owns the boats, and I think it's appropriate that he's allowed to cover them. We understand the issue with the jet skis. We're not hung up on all that. What is important, though, how do I flip this right up here, Jim? Okay. This one was built as simply as possible with a low-pitch roof, and we plan on doing the same thing. And it's also a rectangle. What we want to try to stay away from for cost and for strength and durability out there is some kind of a roof that has a step in it. You know, part of it trying to cover a smaller boat and part trying to cover a longer boat. That's not only going to make the structure weaker, it's going to be harder to build, it's going to cost Mr. Carley a lot more money. And something simple, we can end up with a hip roof that is real shallow pitch. That's about a 5-12 pitch on this one. Glad to answer any questions. I don't know what I've missed, but
any questions?
We've tried hard.
Mr. Robbins.
Jeff, how much overhang do you need off each end of that boat?
Off each end?
I mean, right now you've got 10 feet, which off each end.
Oh, off the boat itself, right. 52, we asked for 72. That's why we're willing to size it down some, maybe to 66, 6. I think when I did the numbers, I was somewhere around 2,900 square feet, something like that would work for us. I would prefer to have a square footage than a length.
Mr. Robbins, you bring up a good point. This case right here has brought it to a head. We have these number of cases that come before us. Normally they involve large boats. And we hear various contractors say, I need this much over this part, this over this, this much tolerance. The question has arisen, do you have the boat yet or don't you have the boat? And what is concerning a little bit to me is, from a consistency perspective, are we approving some cases of some contractors because of their ability to convince us of the need, and other contractors are not being treated equitably? And the last thing I think the commission wants to do is to be inconsistent in their application of what is approved and what is not approved. And we use a matrix a lot of times on different things to determine whether something is appropriate or not. You know, obviously your piece of property is a beautiful piece of property. It's out in the middle of, for lack of a better term, in a good point, nowhere, right? Nice, you know, not encroaching upon light, something similar to that. Mr. Grab, I think we're at a time where HMAC needs to go back to work and consider parameters. Let's get down to some policies as to whether we're going to approve or not approve based on whether they've got a boat or not. I hate to make that determination as we come in here. Do they have it? Do they have a buyer's order? What's the deal? What's not the deal? And I want the contractors and everyone involved. I think the contractors also are in as good a position to tell us what percentage of tolerance they need on the average of the overall length of a boat. You know, you get one boat that's 30 feet long, but with the pulpit and with the with a swim platform on the back, it quickly becomes 34. You need another 4 feet off each end. Before you know it, you've gone from a 30-foot boat to needing almost 50 feet, 45 feet. I just think, am I making sense?
Absolutely. Excellent points.
Now, where that gets us from here, I don't know. I'll leave it there and continue the discussion.
Well, just to add to your discussion, in this case, we're looking at two boats, covering two boats. Suppose the riparian owner has five boats. Do we
you're right.
Allow all them to, all of them to be covered?
I don't know.
Because he already owns
five
boats?
I think that's
a very good point, and it ought to go to committee.
Well,
as being chair of HVAC,
I know in the past that that we've had a case or two where people have had multiple boats. Now, they haven't requested covered slips for all of them, but if I do remember correctly, some of them did want, there was one that had three, and we brought it back to two because the other boat was basically all fiberglass and, you know, no wood. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, types of requirements that call for covered slips. Now, of course, fiberglass fades and cracks and weathers too, but I think that, you know, we do need to look at that situation. But I think traditionally we have been approving, you know, two covered boat slips when they've been requested, when they're larger boats.
And in this situation, what I'm impressed by is the vast expanse of distance between properties. That impresses me more than anything else. Obviously, he has tangible boats that need to go in there. But once again, I can't chide the staff for not trying, as I discussed with Ms. Carley, to protect the subaqueous bottom of the Commonwealth of Virginia that's uninvolved citizens. That, you know, it's a heck of a balancing act to try to, you know, and everything's right until the storm hits, and then, you know, so that's my soapbox oratory for the day. But anyway, I really am concerned about the moving target that we sometimes deal with. Not the staff's fault. Staff presents what they ask for. But certain circumstances and certain different things, I'd like to have a policy or procedure in place that more closely narrows down to what the commission is going to do from a consistency perspective, because I certainly do not want to benefit one contractor to the detriment of another and then to come in, as they should do, in making their argument and say, well, look at this one. Well, you did this one. Why not that one? I don't know. The answer's not.
I think a lot of that, Mr. Commissioner, should go to committee, but a lot is reined in by adjacent property owners, okay, and also by the boats. This boat is designed to be put in a boat lift. She's lightweight for her size,
right,
and all composite. We get into some people that decide they want to put in a boat that's got a flying bridge on it or a tower, a boathouse. Well, that's not going to work. It's too tall, so that keeps them reined in. A lot, you will see the exception down in Florida of a 70-foot sports fisherman sitting in a boat lift. Well, you know, the boat lift companies can design anything to pick up a boat. Now, whether the pilings are going to hold it or not, that's a different story. But you don't see many real big, tall boathouses just because of the constraint of construction.
Right.
So that helps somewhat.
Anyway.
But I will attest to that, you know, you do have to have a lot of leeway forward and backwards with a boat lift. In a boathouse, because you know, because of the engineering of the lift itself and the boat that you're putting on it.
And if the applicant is not trying to slide something in from a non-water dependent perspective, as far as additional roof, it's not to their benefit to being adding a lot of times extra expense to the project, wouldn't think.
We just need something long enough to cover the big boat and wide enough for me to build a structure that would stand the test of time.
I am a little uncomfortable, for what it's worth, to changing so many different measurements at this point before the commission. I would have liked to have had the drawings, and I guess maybe that was a result of some discussions y'all had.
And we've been working with Chip trying to size this thing down, and we've gone to a lot of trouble. We've had three or four meetings, and we're trying to work this out. The boat's going to be here this summer, and we need to be ready for it.
Okay. How close are we when you look at the applicant's compromise and staff's compromise?
I didn't do the math.
I didn't either.
Staff said 2520, and my numbers, I'm comfortable about 2900. And that gives me a 6-foot-wide finger pier down the middle.
So we're 380 square feet apart. Is that my?
Yes, sir.
But this would be the largest we've approved.
That I'm aware of in my area. I can't speak to.
I don't think it.
There's some bigger boathouses out there. I don't know if they've been to the commission or not. They could have been pre-existing. I'm not sure. But a lot of them have sides on them. They're more like a building out there, you know. Yeah, there's a big one downstream from Mr. Carley. It has sides on it.
We're trying to keep an eye on those, too, if we don't need it because of the composite or the structure of the vessel.
And that's what failed in Isabel, where the buildings were sides. And I'm going to be in front of you in a couple months with a little old lady that has one that she tried to fix and tried to repair it, and the sides are still falling in. The good thing about these open pile ones is the roof is, all the load is on those pilings. That's the same pilings in the bottom. That actually helped hold structures together in Isabel. We had zero boathouse damage.
And hurricane straps on the joists.
Absolutely. Right. It actually helped hold the docks together.
Mr. Tankers, yes, sir.
Question.
Yes, sir.
First, I'd like to say, that's a beautiful boat you have there, and I appreciate your service to our country. And I'd like to see consistency, as Commissioner's pointed out. My question, though, is that the staff had believed that if we got rid of some of the walkways, we could well get in that 2,500 square foot parameter. Is there not some compromise with regard to walkways? We're talking about looking out for the boat,
right,
as opposed to walking around.
Well, I think, I'm not sure they said get rid of the walkways, with all due respect. I think they were talking about that covered area. Chip, how do I get to your drawing again here?
Covered deck area, excuse me. I kind of took that as walk.
And that's part of the reason we can size this thing down, so, is we don't really need to
go back and shape.
Right. But what I want to stay away from, Mr. Tankard, is maybe having to put a step in this roof to,
right,
just so I'm not covering deck space. If you want it to be open, water is covering with the roof, that's fine. But I really like a rectangle for strength and for simplicity of this roof. Plus, it'll look better. And I can keep the pitch down when I do a rectangle. That covered deck area there was just simply dead space under this roof. In the past, we've left it open, you know, for a possible bigger boat. And we're certainly open to that. But we can shrink this thing from 72 down to mid-60s somewhere and make it work for us. But I really would like to have it slightly wider.
So you were talking about 28.
Mr. Chick.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
2,800 square feet.
Like 29.
29.
That gives me about 6 feet on either end of this butt instead of 10 to balance it in there. And 3 feet of that is overhang over the forward deck that's unusable. When you do these roofs, the overhang's got to be equal all the way around, all four sides for the structure.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
I have a question for the engineer. Did you consider, or the contractor, did you consider orienting it such that the two would be opposing or
in the end?
Or perpendicular.
You mean put one in front of the other?
Right.
Make one long, narrow boathouse. We talked about it with Chip. Problem is putting it on that other side of that dock is where there's zero water. This dock is kind of off the side of that shoal. And Mr. and Ms. Carley really didn't want a roof that went all the way up. It'd be long and narrow and blocked twice as much of their view. I mean, well, not their view, but blocked the pierhead more than anything. You felt like this was stronger and simpler to build.
Like this. I was thinking of perpendicular, but I guess it's
you mean twisting the whole thing?
Hold on, one at a time. It's on the record.
So you're saying twisting,
Mr. Watkins,
perpendicular.
If you had the Mr. small Robbins, perpendicular to the center line of the big boat.
Okay. Still doesn't get
you. Such that the boathouse is more like a
right.
T.
We're trying to, well, yes, we did consider that, but it really drops off at their past in that slip, and we're trying to keep this thing as close to shore on the slides before we get into that 20 feet deep water. So we were a little constrained. The bottom is kind of funky in there.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Holland.
it appears to me that there's been a lot of give and take here, and I agree with you. I mean, we reach a point that there's a maximum of square feet that we're going to approve and number of boats. But on this particular situation, I would move that we grant the applicant the 2,900 square feet.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? I will, number one, restate my request, Mr. Grab and Mr. Schick, that Habitat get together as soon as practicable to try to go over a few of these things that we've experienced, at least in the last year I've been here,
right,
as far as tolerances and things like that. I'm going to support the motion, and the main reason I'm supporting the motion is due to the lay of the land and the lack of protestants. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Could I ask clarification? Just so we're all straight with staff, so we're not having to come back here. Is the 2,900 square foot, how much of that is covering some decking? And how much decking are we going to be allowed to build out there adjacent?
That was the real concern I had with not having the accurate drawings.
The staff has said no more than 400 square feet because that's what the Code of Virginia says. We've asked for something of 1,000 square feet to be supportive to the boats. So I would like y'all include that.
Mr. Holland?
The 2,900 square foot, what
2,900 square foot is the actual shaded area of the open-sided boathouse. And part of this, the reason we're here today is because we're asking for excess of 400 square foot of decking. Of dock, you know, platform area, and we were asking for 1,061.
Mr. Fox,
it would seem to me that you've got some area under the roof that where there will not be a boat.
Right.
And I guess I don't care if you deck that over, but I'd like to hold. I would move that we hold the exterior decking to 400 feet.
It's going to be tough. That'll end up probably being open space. Our 400 square feet is already taken up by that little area there that he's got dotted in red in front of the boathouses. So we just might have to leave, Mr. Fox might have to leave that yellow area just open.
Now, in order to keep these things straight, I have a motion, I have a second. The motion's been made second. We had a vote. And he's asked for clarification. Would the maker of the motion withdraw their motion, or was the maker of the motion's intent to afford what Mr. Watkins is asking for?
The maker of the motion was to the boathouse, to the covered area of the 2,900 square feet that they were requesting. The staff had recommended 2,520. My point was to get the boats covered in the proper length and the proper lift and so forth. I thought that solved the problem, but frankly, I didn't realize we had that much of a conflict.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's a lack of drawings for us. So,
pick a square footage that y'all are comfortable with and allow me to have my 6-foot finger pier that's not part of that square footage, and we'll give you a drawing that works.
Hold still. Chip, can you address what he just said as far as the...
Without
the drawing, I'm spatially confused. I've got to tell you that.
I understand. The reason he's asking for the 6-foot wide finger pier not being included is that finger piers over 5 feet wide get included in that 400 square feet.
I understand that aspect.
Of deck area. We had recommended no more than 400 square feet, and you know, because that's what the code says, and that remained uncovered because we were giving him more of a boathouse than the 700 square feet, but you know, if that center pier were 6 feet wide and they eliminated the other deck area, I think we'd be comfortable with that.
Thank you. So if we take a 6-foot wide finger pier that's mine. Thought I'd turned it off. Now I'm confused. 400 square. How about if you granted a 600 square feet of decking and a 6-foot wide finger pier and a 2,900 square foot boathouse, and I'll provide drawings to that.
Mr. Fox.
I believe my motion was on the decking, and what I intended to move would allow 400 square feet of uncovered decking.
Okay.
And the roof
is still 6 foot.
It's 6 feet, and I'm not including that in the 400.
Right.
So 400 not covered.
That's my problem.
I think we're
400 uncovered.
Then I will include that in my motion.
Okay. The way I understand it, it's 400, 2,900 square feet of covered boathouse, the 6 foot finger pier
included
in the middle, and not to exceed 400 square feet of deck of uncovered decking.
Right. That's correct.
Thank you. Solves my problem.
Would you say?
You got to vote on it.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Let it be noted that that was the intent of Mr. Holland's initial motion, seconded by Mr. McCleskey. Is that correct? Thank you all very much.
Thank you
for your time and consideration. Yeah, Jeff, if you don't get a phone call from them soon enough, you call me.
Yeah.
Don't like moving targets. Y'all have a good day. The next item on the agenda, item 7, Virginia Electric and Power Company, 07-1458. Well, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. First time up here.
For the record, state your name, please.
Dan Bacon.
Dan, good to have you here. Well, we get it on the minutes and everything, and we knew you were here.
Virginia Electric Power Company, VMRC 07-1458, requests authorization to install 230 kV aerial transmission line from Bristol to Gainesville, total of 6 jurisdictional crossings in Fauquier County and Prince William counties, protested by 2 adjacent landowners. Okay, Virginia Electric Power. Let's just go. Okay, Virginia.